This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Real Assessment. We're sitting right here on the real side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. You know that. Say it every week. Yeah, see, I got the wrong chair again. You can't hear it? No, never mind. All right. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I do need you part of the solution. I really do. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you know what? Sign up for the email blast. Okay, I do it once a week. I'll let you know who's coming on, kind of just topics we're going to discuss and that kind of thing. And if you don't want to listen, you can pick a night to listen on if you want to. If you don't want to listen, obviously you don't have to. But there's a lot happening up there. You know, a lot of new stories that pop up there that I hopefully you'll say you like or don't like or whatever. But you got to keep up on what you really do have to keep up on what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. There's bets going on everywhere about tomorrow night, which I'm kind of surprised about. There's actually people who feel that Joey B is not going to show up. Something's going to happen, and Joey B is going to say, I can't do this. I can't be there. I don't know if I agree with that. What do you guys in the chat room think? You think Joey B will show up? I'm not talking about just physically. I mean mentally as well. So I guess it's two questions. Will Joey B show up physically? And then will he be ready for the mental game? That's question number two. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Again, I want you to be part of. I wonder. God bless. I wonder what the odds makers in Vegas are saying. Because there's no way they can believe that this is going to go off without a hitch. You think, I mean, President Trump is saying, hey, we need some drug testing here. You guys for that? Against it? What do you think? I'm saying, hey, go for it. What's the worst that can happen? He tests positive for marijuana? I doubt it, but you know what I mean? Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Always enjoy the time that she's on with us. It's a whole different perspective in her world, because she's in New England. And what a mix you got there. Now, what I really find interesting is one of the central topics tomorrow night, you know, is going to be about Trump's taxes. Again with the taxes. But it's okay. What I really find interesting about this is some of the terminologies they're using. Right? I mean, it's tax returns, they finally found them, or they can finally report on them, or. I say, so what? Oh, but he only paid $750 in taxes, you know, a couple of years in a row. Again, I say, so what? I don't care what they were paying in taxes. Trump's got some great tax lawyers. What's the problem? These are the tax bills. These are the and this wasn't just passed when Trump became president. He's taking advantage of tax loopholes, tax laws that go way back. But one of the biggest things we learned from his tax returns, there are no Russian interests on there anywhere to be found. Right? Unlike Hunter Biden. Really. So Trump paid low federal tax rates, and we care why. People, it's a tax code. There's nothing new here. This is the tax code. This is what everybody lives by and everybody plays by. And yes, if you have more money, you have the ability to hire some great tax attorneys and pay nothing. Right? You don't need a college degree to figure this out. No joke. So, you know, who do we have? We have Dan Pilla. I'll bet, you know what? That'll be a great conversation for Dan Pilla later on. I'll ask him point blank, did Donald Trump push up against, break any kind of tax code or anything along those lines? The answer, I'm sure. Not I'm kind of sure, I think. It's going to be no. He didn't. He played by the rules. Now, the left doesn't want him to play by the rules. They want him to play by their rules as they go along and make them up as they go. And don't tell me any different, because you're not going to get me to buy it. And the proof is we see it on a regular basis when they start pounding on our people because of something they might have done wrong or said wrong or perceived as wrong. I mean, can you imagine if Joe Biden, they've got actual video. It wasn't alleged. It wasn't an anonymous tip told another anonymous tip who had tipped it anonymously to CNN. Joey Biden called a bunch of our military, well, I can't say it, stupid bees. How's that? Okay. Clap for that, you dumb blanks. I mean, our military men and women. Can you imagine if Trump even alluded to that? Why isn't this front page news everywhere? Why aren't they holding Joey B to the same standard they do Donald Trump, if not more? How about half the standard? That would be cool, too. If we get half the standard, that would be just as good. Not going to happen. You all know that. It just ain't going to happen. Because they're not interested in the truth. They're interested in hanging Donald Trump any way they can. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You know who joins us after the break? The one you've been waiting for. Kimberly Murray. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And yes, some of you, now you can see again once we hit the right button, but that's okay. You didn't come here for me anyhow. Doesn't matter who you see. All right, Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me, and I'm sure you guys do too. Give us a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and get involved in the conversation. Kimberly, how are we doing?
Kimberly. Sorry, I was on mute. I'm doing good. How are you?
What do you think, you're having a Zoom meeting? You ever notice at all the Zoom meetings, somebody starts talking, and they always have themselves on mute, and then five people have to
remind
them
they're
on mute, all right? And then the person feels like a real, yeah. Go ahead.
I do it all the time, and then people can see me curse when I mouth, you know, they can see my curse word when I mouth it before putting myself. I actually thought I was on mute one time and said really bad words, and it was a perfect moment, but I didn't mean to. I was like, oh, my God. It just, well, it was to my VP at the time.
They caught a senator in this state. As a matter of fact, it was a Republican senator who had, you know, they forced him to stay at home because they had been exposed to COVID. They had him on laptops, and the laptops kept cutting in and out. And you could just see exactly what he mouthed when he mouthed it. So it was great.
Oh, was it a good one?
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, let's get to the, I got, it was pretty quiet news.
What do we want to talk about? What do we want? Nothing's going on in this country right now.
Listen, I've been making fun of this all week long, and I'm loving it. Here's the deal. The Democrats are really in a bind right now with the Supreme Justice choice, right? Because here you have a successful woman taking care of a house. She's a judge, okay? She's been through college. She's got seven kids. She adopted two. She has a mixed-race family. They're screwed.
Yep. But it doesn't matter. But you know, no. You know what the best thing about all of this is? And I've been, like, laughing hysterically all weekend. All of the Democrats are now basically admitting that Obamacare is unconstitutional. And they know it. Because they're saying she's gonna be the vote that gets rid of Obamacare. Because you know it's unconstitutional, and she's a constitutionalist.
Oh, yeah.
You morons.
Oh, she's
it's
textualist.
Fabulous.
Which is even better. Okay?
It's she fabulous.
Reads the words and says, so what did our founding fathers have in mind here?
I have been reading. So there's other groups out there that are lying about some of her rulings. I'm like, okay, give me the ruling. So someone gives me the ruling. I read it because I'm a dork and I can read that kind of stuff. I read it, and she cites cases, existing law, precedent. She's going by the book. She's not making crap up like left-wing activist judges.
Stop with the book stuff. It has nothing to do with the book and everything to do with your feelings. If it doesn't feel right, then it must be against the law.
Oh, I just was almost going to say a bad word.
Ooh.
Blank your feelings, Joe. Blank your feelings, okay?
Well, listen, when Ruth died, what are Ruth's final words with that President Trump didn't... You know what? Nobody cares. I mean, all right, great woman.
Nobody cares, and I don't even believe it.
The law.
I don't believe it anyway.
The law. From a bunch of people that have been screaming about nobody's above the law, all of a sudden, Ruth is above the law, right?
Yep. Yes. And it's funny because in 20... I forget what year it was. She had said, well, yeah, it's in the Constitution. They should see, you know, they can go ahead with a nomination during an election year. So she had already said that before, too. But it's not her seat.
She was adamant about it. She was adamant about it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not her seat. It's the people's seat. The people specifically made sure Republicans held the Senate. In fact, they got more seats in the Senate to keep a Republican majority exactly for this reason. Nobody gives a crap, to be honest, about the House. That's where all the lunatics live. No offense to the good people that are in there. It's the Senate, and it's like this in my state, too. It's the Senate that stops the absolute crap from getting through. It's the Senate that confirms all the justices, including the Supreme Court justice. You have to have a sane Senate in order to stop the lunacy from the House. And that's what we have. And that's what people voted for. Remember, the House won. The Dems took over. But the Republican Senate got a bigger majority.
Yep.
It was exactly for this reason.
Was that? Oh.
It's exactly for this reason.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying this to no end because I'm watching eyeballs pop everywhere. Some of the rules that the Dems put in place, right? Like, removing the filibuster or what have you. This is all coming back to haunt.
Thanks, Harry Reid.
Yeah. Like many of us said was going to happen. Remember, we said, look, You will not always be.
McConnell warned him.
How cocky they are that they always thought that they were in the mainstream. You look at my Democrat lunatic friends look at me and go, "You're going to be on the wrong side of history. You're going to be." They have been on the wrong side of history on pretty much every
issue, time
going back to the KKK, for God's sakes.
Even before that.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Yeah, no, they changed the rules. McConnell warned him. I don't think you want to do that, he told him. And he did it. So and here's the thing, Joe. You know, if you think Democrats, if any of you out there think Democrats wouldn't have already sat someone in that seat, you're out of your mind.
Oh.
Because I remember back when Scott Brown was running for office to fill the seat that Teddy Kennedy left because he passed away.
Right.
And that Scott Brown became a national attention, garnered national attention and money because he promised to be the vote that would kill Obamacare. Well, you know what Democrats did when Brown got elected and was actually in the Senate? Nancy Pelosi decided to just keep the Senate's version of Obamacare in the House and shove it through and have Obama sign it instead of going back to the Senate like it was supposed to.
Yep.
That's what Democrats did. Don't tell me they wouldn't screw around, and don't tell me they wouldn't sit someone in this seat right now if they had the chance.
Oh, in a heartbeat, before she
swallowed,
her second bite of food at dinner. That's how easy.
The body would have been taken out of the house, and they would have had someone already seated.
Yep.
And look, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg was really concerned about making sure someone replaced her in the seat that was like her, she would have retired in 2014 when Obama had plenty of time to push it through, or even sooner when it was a Democrat-controlled Senate. But she didn't. So, you know what? Too bad. Suck it. You lose.
Yep. What was that? What was the guy that was in there before said, elections have consequences, people.
Oh, yeah. Direct quote from Obama.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran will be with us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Today I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon.
President Trump at the White House discussing coronavirus testing. The president also says vaccines are on the horizon.
Vaccines are coming and they're coming fast. We have four great companies already and it's going to be added to very rapidly. They're in final stages of testing.
In a Louisville court, Brett Hankison, the former Louisville cop involved in the deadly Breonna Taylor raid, pleads not guilty to three counts of wanton endangerment. A pretrial conference is set for October 28th. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 410 points to finish at 27,584. The S&P and NASDAQ also were up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Let's have it yet.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you kind of sort of know where I live, and a lot of fires in California. We are safe. There's one close to us, but we're safe. So thank you for asking. And don't worry about it. I'm sending my son to the store for a couple dozen hot dogs. If it gets too close, we'll eat well. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, kind of kick the week off. Let's get things rolling, talk about stuff that really matters. Some of the things have been kind of hidden, tucked away over the weekend. And you know what? I got to tell you, these Democrats get so hung up on something. It's like nothing else is happening. Let's just hit SCOTUS for a minute, right? Apparently, the only thing that SCOTUS rules on every day of every month of every year is Roe versus Wade. That seems to be the only issue that these people are wigged out about.
That's, you know, all they care about is abortion, 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 abortion. That's kind of disgusting. That's the only women's choice they want women to actually make, because they don't care about women's choice when it comes to school choice for their children.
That's
or
right.
Worker freedom when it comes to unions or Second Amendment rights when it comes to women protecting ourselves. The only women's choice that Democrats care about is abortion and aborting and ending the human lives of future women. Had to get me started on that one.
I know that one kind of lights you up, and I agree with you.
Just because I hate the stupidity.
Well, listen.
Roe v. Wade, listen. So a lot of people don't understand this. And I've had very patient conversations with leftists on this, or people on the fence. Before Roe v. Wade, states could make laws for or against abortion, regarding abortion, doesn't matter. They could make laws. Even if Roe v. Wade went away, states could still make laws on abortion. It's not up to the federal government. It's actually a state issue, which is why it should have never been passed by the Supreme Court. That was a bad case. And if you look at the case law, there's a lot of reasoning behind why it was not constitutional to pass it, because it's a state issue. It's not a federal issue. It's a state issue, and all the states can make laws about it.
Single
one of them. And the thing about that is, if you don't like your state's law, whether they have good abortion laws or bad abortion laws, depending on what side you're on, You vote people out or you get your legislature to change them.
That's why
so many laws are on at the local level, so we can do all that work.
Do you know who agreed with you? Ruth. She said one of the biggest mistakes the Supreme Court made in rulings was ruling on abortion. She said that there was growing acceptance from state to state to state on this.
Yes.
And that ultimately the states would have taken it on, and it would have been up to each individual state. We should have left it alone. Instead, what the court did by taking it on was making it so that it would be an argument for the next 50 years.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Because if a state makes laws, you are there, right? You're on the ground in your state. You can either vote your legislators out or you can lobby them as an activist to pass laws that you want. I mean, I've done it. I don't want to lobby because I'm not a lobbyist and don't get paid, but I'm an activist. I work with legislators to get good bills passed and to kill bad bills. That's how it works. People need to get off their lazy behinds.
I agree.
Get out from in front of the computer or the television and actually go to their state house and make their legislator do what they are supposed to do.
So let me ask you. In the 70s, when Roe versus Wade got passed, if you would, or accepted, the court divided the pregnancy into three trimesters, okay? And they declared the choice to end pregnancy in the first trimester was solely up to the woman, all right? So for the first 3 months, solely up to the woman. In the second trimester, the government could regulate abortion, they just couldn't totally ban it. And it was only to protect the mother's health. I want you to think about where we're at now. This is almost verbatim what they said. In the third trimester, it was pretty much outlawed, if you would. And the only way, as a doctor had to sign off that the mother's life was at stake. All right, so clear ruling by a Supreme Court of men. Okay, so I don't want to hear about how men aren't for this. And yet somehow we've gone from that to partial birth abortion, or full birth abortion, if you want. And there's nobody enforcing that rule.
And infanticide, that's been going on for years.
Yep.
Because states can make their own laws. And you're right, nobody's enforcing what the federal... here's the thing. The Supreme Court ruled on that, but they're not the legislature.
Bingo.
They didn't make a law.
That's what I keep telling people. They have an opinion. They make an opinion, and then the Congress is to take it back, or whoever takes it back, they rewrite it, they disregard it, whatever. They're supposed to deal with it at that point, right?
And they didn't.
God bless America.
So this is why we have all this going on. And then, of course, as a result of that, you have billions of dollars going in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. From taxpayer dollars.
Well. Now, in all fairness, they provide health care services for women.
There are plenty of clinics that provide full actual health care services, including reproductive services or pregnancy services for low-income women all around the country. Far more of those clinics that also will take care of your husband and your children than there are Planned Parenthoods. Planned Parenthood is an abortion corporation. Not only is that what their main goal is and their where they make a lot of their money, but they also push sex education and teaching girls, young girls, really bad behavior. Like getting slapped around by their boyfriend. It's okay as long as it's having sex, while you're having sex. Don't get...
Thank you for that.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Get me going on this.
We have to get a camera on you, because I've never heard somebody give such an eloquent speech while their teeth were clenched together. That was great.
You should see the hands going. My friend Lisa Freeman would be all proud of me laughing.
The hypocrisy behind all this. I actually just did a speech on abortion. They wanted an old white guy to speak about abortion. I said, I'm your man. Okay, I'm good at this. If I'm going to get crucified, I might as well, you know, do it for all the right reasons. But you're exactly right. The hypocrisy behind this. You know, with the New York State Legislature, they passed that, the reproductive health. I'm amazed that they actually have the spine to call these things what they do. The Reproductive Health Act there in New York, which actually provides that a baby born alive after a botched abortion could be left on the table to die. Okay? So, they cheered themselves. Remember that? They cheered themselves. They were excited about the fact that they had the guts to push through such a controversial bill. 2 days later, what does Cuomo say? He'd like to see an end to what? Well, capital punishment because it's cruel and unusual.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. They have no problem ending the lives of newborn innocent babies. But they don't want you to end the lives of convicted rapist, violent murderers. Yeah.
I said, so a man that probably tortured, and there were a couple of cases like that. A man probably tortured two or three people. When it came to women, probably raped them for a couple of days before he brutally killed them. He deserves not to be brutally taken, his life brutally taken. And as a matter of fact, it's not even brutally taken. It's actually quite quietly done, is it not?
Yeah.
Right. So they put him to sleep first and then stop his heart, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So I'm against the death penalty only because, and I used to be for it, and part of me is still for it. I'm against it because I know that innocent people have been on death row, and I don't like that, and I don't trust our justice system. However, if someone is on video or it's clear that they actually committed these heinous crimes, have at. I think we need to take it one at a time, and we can't have all these freaking appeals and appeals and appeals. If it's a cut and dry case where someone actually committed a heinous crime, then yes, they should quickly, not over years, they should suffer first. I have different thoughts on how they should suffer and die.
Yes, but me too.
But in general, I don't like that there has been cases, and I've watched a lot of documentaries on it, where people have been innocent and railroaded.
Sure.
Because our justice system, let's face it, is extremely corrupt.
I hear you, but to your point, I got him on video. Got to go. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different thing. Yep.
I'm with
exactly.
you. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the voter fraud that doesn't exist. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kimberly is not going anyplace on this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
That's all. I won't say that anymore. We are back. Joe, we've seen your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. My favorite shrink up next hour. Yeah, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. We're going to talk about. This is a sickness. What is going on in the Dem Party? Now, sometimes we're going to talk about voter fraud, but I got to tell you, part of this for me is here's a Democrat Party that fiercely defended John F. Kennedy. When the Republicans felt that there was a problem, or others felt there was a problem with him being a Catholic, that he was going to have to answer to two bosses, the people of these United States and the Pope. And they came to his rescue. No. He can separate his Catholicism from being president. Okay, great, fine, whatever. And now we have a nominee for the Supreme Court. And Dianne Feinstein's problem is that she might be a tad too religious. If Dianne Feinstein was appointing or allowing the initial committee that came together for these United States, she wouldn't have had John Adams, she wouldn't have had Hancock, she wouldn't have, there'd be nobody, because that would have been a little too religious for her. Anyway, Joe Mesiti, your host.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was Jewish. Hello.
And a practicing Jew.
Yes. She had Jewish symbolism in her office. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. These people are insane.
you know...
They're religious bigots.
Well, Ben Franklin, who was probably the least religious, most promiscuous founding father. I can quote him now. I mean, he quoted that...
Good Lord, he was promiscuous?
You should read Star... I know, right? I mean, they didn't have a lot of glasses back then, so women must have thought he was sexy. But
I'm sorry.
I know where you're going with that, right? He's a bald man with long... He looks like a biker guy, right? Bald hair, bald with long hair in the back, okay? A little pudgy on the front end. Could play Santa Claus if he had a beard or mustache. But here's a guy who gets up and he says, look, a Bible, a newspaper, and a good school... A good school, not a school, but a good school in every community will, you know, keep the moral values up. Now, why would he say a Bible? I mean, seriously, I mean, if these guys truly didn't want anything to do with God or religion or anything along those lines, why would they have talked about it so much? And yet, we've evolved, Kimberly. We've evolved to the point now they were all wrong and Feinstein's right.
Well, the thing is, so back then, they a lot of them probably got their learned their morals and values, not just from their parents, but from the Bible. That's where they thought they all came from. As we've grown over time, parents can teach their children morals and values without being part of a religion. I'm not part of a religion. I still taught my child morals and values. He's an Eagle Scout. He is a good child. He's a good kid. But... not a lot of people do that, as we see. So I understand why
moral
he might
values
suggest having
be found in Seattle, Portland.
And I was, but the, okay. So let me. I was brought up Catholic, though, so I was brought up with religion. I mean, we had to go to church, kneel, stand, sit 20 times an hour.
I still know how to do that, but yeah.
I forget, but I know how to do it. I had to go to. Yeah, I just got yelled at recently for taking comfort, the body of Christ, but not going to confession first. And I'm like, I didn't even remember that part. So anyway.
Rule book. Did somebody, was there a sheet I was supposed to read when I walked in?
Yeah, I didn't remember that part. But yeah, it's, I have come to know the religious bigotry from the left and a lot of people who are libertarians as well, over the past few years. And as an agnostic, I abhor religious bigotry. I understand the good purposes, the good things that religion does and the community and everything that it does for people who are interested in it and who are involved in it. It's not my choice. I don't care if it's your choice. But some of these people are such religious bigots. It's disgusting, and I scream, and I fight. I'm like, you're a religious person. You step out. I'll fight for you. Because I'm agnostic. What are they going to say to me?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate bullies, and I hate bigots, so I fight against them all the time. It's just disgusting. I mean, I testified one time during a nomination. This little, short, little midgy, thank God he lost the primary. We're done with him. Far extreme left wing Bernie boy scum.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Was so bad with his religious bigotry. And when there's a nomination hearing for a director of education in New Hampshire, that I was the last one to testify at the hearing. And I looked right at him. I said, I didn't know we were here for a witch hunt.
Because
you know me, I don't mince words. And I never even met the guy before.
Yeah.
And then I just started nailing him. But I was horrified. And again, I'm not religious.
No, but look at whether you're religious or not, okay? To have somebody like Feinstein or any one of these people start to question. And look at, take it purely from a constitutional viewpoint on these things, right? Point blank. You can't use religion as a test as whether you're qualified for office. That's number one. Number two, these boneheads running around like Schumer, Pelosi, and those people. I can't even call them anything else. Those people are running around saying what Trump is doing is illegal. I'm going, really? Because the Constitution says when there's a vacancy, he shall. Now he might. He should think about. Maybe he should wait to them. He shall. Period. End of discussion. There's nothing illegal about this. But they're throwing it out there because you have an uneducated electorate that will believe this. Did you mute yourself again? You must have been swearing. That's what it is.
I did mute myself again by accident, I think. You know what the problem is? And this is a perfect segue. Dems lie and commit illegal acts all the time. It's just that they rarely get caught or the people turn their heads. Like, the media always turns their heads. I mean, how many tax evaders have we had that were Democrats over the past decades, several decades? Nothing ever happened to them. Nope. That half-wit Al Sharpton still owes how much in taxes? Why isn't he in prison?
$4 million. $4 million bucks.
You or I would be in prison for that.
You or I would be in prison for
actual tax fraud.
$4,000.
Democrats get away with, Democrats get away with this stuff all the time. And that leads me into what's going on in New Hampshire right now. I know we've talked about before, New Hampshire, we let out-of-state students vote in our state. We have a bunch of colleges and universities here. We allow out-of-state students to vote in our state. We tried changing the rules. Democrats fought against it. Our governor had somewhat of a spine on it, but not a big enough one, okay? I just found something today. Now, a lot of kids aren't on campus. They're still in their home states in another state doing remote learning. And the New Hampshire Democrat Party has a thing on how students can still vote here. And it says, one of the questions is, I don't know what my address will be when I come back to campus. Because they're not living in New Hampshire. They're at home. And, you know, what should I put down when I apply for my absentee ballot? The New Hampshire Democrat Party is telling out-of-state college students to lie about where they live by using their previous campus address to get an absentee ballot to illegally vote in the state of New Hampshire in the election on November 3rd. This is happening right now in New Hampshire. I just found this today. Wow. They are telling students to commit voter fraud.
They don't care. They'll do anything to win the power.
I know they don't. And guess what? Nothing will probably happen as a result.
Yeah. What's his name? Come on. Lindsey Graham. I mean, remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, he was the first time I've heard that man hit it at 110% with the passion required to say, "Sweet Jesus, I hope you guys never get power again."
Yep.
You're willing to ruin a man's reputation and his life to get power back.
They will do. The ends justify the means all the time to Democrats. And mm-hmm. But this is blatant in your face. Oh, just say that you live at your. Just say that you have your old address. These kids are in their home state, which is New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, wherever. Right. That's where they should be voting. In the first place, even if they were in New Hampshire, they should be voting in their home state. But they're telling them to lie about where they live and where their New Hampshire address is. I found this later today. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General's office will be notified about this.
Yeah. You know what? You've got a lot more belief in them doing something. I mean, here in California, Los Angeles
County.
Probably
won't do anything about it.
Oh, they were told. Listen, yeah. They were told by a judge they had to clean it up. And you know what they did? They were like,
nothing.
We ain't doing nothing. Good luck. You know, they're above the law. They believe they're above the law. And people
and they get away. The problem is, they get away with it all the time. That's the problem, Joe. Yeah. They get away with it. This is why it's so important people vote and they make sure that the right people are in office, because they get judges in place. So you have a judge that's crap, that's a liberal or Democrat activist, and they're letting Democrats get away with stuff.
Yep. You're right.
It's insanity. Exactly right. I've been complaining. Oh crap! I'll keep you posted on this, but I can't wait till the debate tomorrow night. It's going to be so much fun.
I may have you check in with me afterward, because you're going to be all wound up anyhow. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Yeah, seriously, a lot more coming up. Kimberly, have a great rest of the week. I'll talk to you later on.
You too. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.